but not really.
We're still gone.
We're still gone, but we're back for another repeat episode.
I hope you guys enjoyed that last one. It made us giggle just re-listening to it.
And this is not a single fork.
And I'm Natalia.
And I'm Candace.
Yes. And this one we just re-listened to.
And it really made us laugh.
Made us giggle too. There's it's a
game show.
It is. And it's also very, you get a pasta sauce recipe from Candace in this one.
You get a lot of stuff from me.
You get my burning boobs.
Story.
Yes. Which I completely forgot about until we
I've forgotten about it too.
But I'm sure it will re-happen again this summer.
Yeah.
I'm sure it will. And I'll text you again and let you know.
Okay.
Now you'll know.
Just in case. So the reason why we're not here, in case you didn't hear the last episode, and why not?
Yeah. Duh.
Listen to it. Come on. The reason why we're reliving our COVID year, because that's kind of what we're doing. So this episode that we're going to replay for you is from April 2020. The previous one was April 2020 as well, but yes. 10 days apart. So I am doing a really, I'm doing something really exciting and fun.
Currently,
that I can't tell anyone about.
Currently in a secret location.
Yes, undisclosed.
Undisclosed.
So location. Mysterious. No one can know.
And like I said last time, like friend us on Facebook, and then that way you can keep on the up and up, and when we can talk about it, it'll be all the fuck over Facebook. I mean, it'll be on our website too, so if you're not there, check that out too.
But be sure to, you know, keep an eye out, and we'll talk about it as soon as we can. And while I'm gone, Natalia's going to take advantage of leaving as well.
Yeah, I think I might go to Florida for a little bit. We'll see.
Yeah.
I'll do something.
Yeah, something.
I'll let you know in the next
fun.
Episode.
Exactly.
Yeah, what shenanigans I got up to.
So the last episode that we revisited from the archives was in the pantry.
Your pantry.
My pantry. So this one, this episode of What's in Your Pantry is Natalia's pantry.
Yes, and I was just thinking, one of the last products I whip out for Candace is from IKEA, and my pantry's from IKEA too.
Oh. How weird.
I know.
Okay, so listen up. Listen up, kids, because here comes What's in Your Pantry numero dos. So now that we've tackled the holidays, how's the cooking?
Cooking's fucking awesome. I'm loving it. I'm feeling good. I'm relaxed. I'm drinking.
Oh, stress-free, eh?
Stress-free. Okay. But now I've got to do all this fucking shopping.
What's the problem with that?
I hate shopping.
Oh, well, is that something I can help you with?
Can you?
Well, that's what this podcast is all about. It's season 3, and we're going to market. This is Candace Conley.
I'm Natalia Banjak.
And this is Not a Single Fork, another podcast about food and cooking.
Yeah, but we're going to keep it real.
Well, here we are again. We are in the house.
Still on house arrest.
Yes. No going out to the markets.
No.
So we have more pantry items.
Yeah. We did Candace's pantry last week. We'll do mine this week.
Okay. And we actually were still in my kitchen because Natalia's guy is at home working.
Yes.
And we don't want to disturb him. And so she kind of brought stuff with her.
Yeah. And she hasn't seen it yet. So it's so exciting.
I'm kind of scared.
You know, I picked special things for you too.
I know.
I left the normal stuff at home.
Well, of course you did.
So she hasn't seen it, so we're gonna play a little game.
And now it's time for What's in Your Pantry? How much do you love that music?
That was great. And your game show host voice.
What's in your pantry?
Exactly.
All right, are you ready?
Well, that's for my former station manager, Gary Chu, at KWGS in Tulsa.
Oh, and we're now on iHeartRadio.
We are on iHeartRadio.
So that's fun and exciting.
And we'll remind you of that again when we leave you for the day. But yes, we're very excited to now be on iHeartRadio.
And we're doing Dinner and a Show this week.
Yes, with Mark Gibson Music.
Yes.
Actually, it's Mark Gibson kind of and his music.
All right, are you ready for the first item in my pantry?
Okay, I'm still scared.
No, I'm going to start easy on it.
Okay, yeah. Good. Start easy.
Okay, here you go.
Okay.
What is it?
It is paste for chicken curry.
So you kind of had something similar to that. You had like a jar.
Yeah, I had a jar of red Thai curry.
Yeah, something like that. So this is pretty easy. So what would we do here?
Well, this is a packaged curry, right? Or it's the paste.
It's a paste.
You just kind of it's like the jar stuff. Except it's in a bag.
Which
in a box.
I'm sure some people have like in the back of their pantry again somewhere that you've got some kind of like paste or something that you mixed with. I think this one you just mixed with some chicken.
This is artfully blended by the master chefs of ITC hotels to create the authentic Indian taste of chicken curry.
I'm sure it's expired because it was 99 cents when I bought it, which means it was expired
then.
Here,
let's look. It's probably from 1999.
I'm trying to find a date. I don't see a date on here at all.
No date.
Maybe it just lasts forever.
Well, let's look. Do you want me to open it and look at the package?
Yeah.
Because you know what? It may have that on the package and not on the box so that you would just buy it anyway and then you're stuck with it.
Oh, I never thought about that. You can just
They're clever that way. I know I can't, though. It's tape. Okay, let's see. Let's see what's in here.
Ooh, there's two packets.
Yes.
Oh, no,
that's instructions. These are instructions. Okay, chicken curry paste. I don't see... I think it never expires.
Excellent.
There you go. Now go home and make some chicken curry. Yeah, I think you just, you probably just saute the chicken and then, or maybe you saute the chicken and then in a different pan you make the curry and then you put the chicken in the curry. I don't know.
And then do some veggies and some rice or something.
Exactly.
Okay. Are you ready
for
item number two?
Yes. Let's go. Oh, shit. What's that? Oh, is this like frosted mini wheats?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I don't eat that shit.
Well, what do you...
I don't like this.
Oh, you know what else I have?
You put some milk on it. What is this? Rice Krispies.
So what else can we do with Rice Krispies?
Make Rice Krispie treats. I don't like that either because I don't like marshmallow.
But is that all it is? It's just marshmallow and Rice Krispies?
That's it. Well, I mean, you can put other stuff. You can put like peanut butter in it and you can put chocolate chips.
Ooh, yeah.
I've seen people do it with browned butter.
Just the Rice Krispies and brown butter?
Well, no.
And marshmallows.
No, you have to, instead of the, you just kind of melting the marshmallows in regular butter, you brown the butter, then you put, I guess you put the marshmallow in that to melt, and then you mix in the Rice Krispies. But yeah, all that is just Rice Krispies and marshmallows.
So do you want to tell people what brown butter is?
Oh, well, it's very, we went to...
a restaurant.
We went to an Italian restaurant.
Wait, this was years ago.
This was years ago in Tulsa, and I have a problem.
Going to dinner with Candace is one of my favorite things, first of all.
I don't think it really is. I think she's making that up.
Especially an Italian restaurant.
I have a problem in especially Italian American restaurants because they act like they're authentic Italian and they're just not. I mean, it may be authentic Italian American, and that's okay. I'm okay with that. But don't tout your food as being authentic Italian.
Okay, so back to the story.
Well, they had gnocchi on their menu. Or as the Brits say, gnocchi. So I thought, okay, well, let's check this out. Let's see if they really make gnocchi. And so
but I think it came with like a red sauce or something.
It was some other sauce. Yeah. So it was some real heavy sauce. And I said, could you make your gnocchi, finish it instead of in the sauce, finish it in browned butter? And
I think she said, let me go check
and see if we have any. And I said, do you have butter? And she said, well, probably. I said, well, then I bet the chef can brown it. Because all browned butter is that you cook the butter until the milk solids turn brown. And it, that's when you get that really nutty, delicious butter flavor.
But that's like, is that low and slow or is that quick? Or is
No. If you do it quick, then you're going to end up with black butter,
and
which is burnt.
And burnt butter is gross.
Burnt butter is not okay.
Ooh, how about this?
Apple cider. Oh, I love apple cider vinegar.
With a mother. Look at it. With a mother. So gross. It looks like a big booger in there.
Yeah, it is.
I have a ton of that.
A ton of the mother?
No, apple cider vinegar.
Apple cider vinegar.
Well, I eat the mother. I'm just kidding.
Well,
you know, I don't save it.
Knowing you, I wouldn't. Well, I mean, you know, you can make your own vinegar if you save the mother.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know how to do it. Oh, I just know that's how you make. No, okay. I know. I knew you were going to ask me that.
Okay, so apple cider vinegar.
Well, I like to make almost all of my pickling concoctions with apple cider vinegar.
Oh, pickling would be fun for people now. Like a quickle.
Yeah,
a quick pickle. So how would you do a quick pickle?
Okay, well, let's take cucumbers, for instance. So you would want to thinly slice them. If they are the ones out of your garden, I can't think of what they're called. It's like a Kirby. If it's a Kirby type cucumber, then they have big seeds and they have tough skin. So you need to peel them.
Okay.
My mother never seeded her cucumbers. She always left the seeds in, but she would still pickle them. So anyway, you can seed the cucumber or not. But if you use that kind of cucumber, then you're going to need to salt it and then put ice on it so that pulls a lot of it's a lot of that gaseous stuff that makes you burp or fart after you eat cucumbers, or it just makes them hard to digest.
So doesn't that pull a lot of the water out though?
No, because the ice melts and so they're sitting in water. So you have salted kind of cured cucumbers at this point. They're starting to pickle because salt is a pickling agent as well.
And how long does that doesn't take long?
Well, I mean, you can just kind of, what I do is I'll decide sometime during the day that I won't want to have cucumbers with my dinner. Uh-huh. And so I'll just let it sit for a couple hours.
Okay. Not like an overnight or
but anything. No. Okay. No, it can be an hour or so. But if you're using an English hothouse cucumber, those are the ones that come shrink wrapped, then you don't have
burpless.
Burpless, seedless, and you can eat
and
the
fartless.
Skin. Fartless, all that.
How come it doesn't say that on the packet?
Well, you know, it's one of those things. I was going to say something about that I was playing with my Echo Show. I'm not going to say her name because then she'll start doing it. But I asked her because I heard that Seth Rogen had done this thing where he asked her to fart. And so she does all these different kinds of farts.
Noises.
Fart noises. It's hilarious.
Oh my God.
I don't know.
You should do it. Do it.
Well, I want. Do you think we can hear it from
Let's
over
try.
Here? Let's try. Okay. Alexa, fart. Oh, she's. Oh, she just did it.
A squeaky one. Try asking me for a ketchup fart.
Oh. Hey, Alexa, do a really loud fart. Oh.
That was like a disgusting poo.
Okay, stop, Alexa.
I don't know if you guys could hear that, but that was nasty.
It was gross. Yeah, we're across the room from her, so.
If you have a relaxed one, would you like to hear another fart?
Yes. So in your spare time, make Alexa fart, because that's fun. All right, let's.
Okay, hang on. Alexa, stop. Otherwise, we will continue.
Okie dokie. I'm done with my farting. All right. Are we done with our pickle?
No, because I haven't even gotten to the vinegar part.
Sorry, we get so distracted with the farts.
That's what happens when you're under house arrest.
Yeah.
Okay, so after you have done the salt and the ice water, then you drain them and rinse them because you don't want all that extra salt on them.
Okay.
Then you put sugar and apple cider vinegar.
And you said really thin slice.
Very thin slice. Yeah, because I like them to kind of curl because they look really pretty on the plate after you do that.
So if you can't get a super thin slice with a knife, if you have a mandolin.
That's what I usually use as a mandolin to get them super thin.
Because that's sharp.
Be careful.
It'll take your fucking hand off.
Yeah, it will.
The whole thing.
Any layers of skin that you may have, they will take them off.
So apple cider vinegar and sugar.
And really, that's it. And you just let them sit. And you can, well, and here's the thing. Some people like their pickled cucumbers to be a little more sour, and some people like them a little more sweet. So that's why I'm just saying some sugar and some apple cider vinegar, because you just do them to taste.
And so how long does it usually have to sit in that?
Well, I would say at least 30 minutes, because okay. you want the sugar to do to dissolve all the way.
So like you said, you could make it in the afternoon and have it for dinner.
Oh, absolutely.
And then if you don't eat them all, do you just throw them in the jar and put them in the fridge?
Mm-hmm.
And then just pull them out as you want them?
That's it. That's a quickle pickle. And because they're pickled, they'll last a long time.
And you can pickle all kinds of shit, right?
Oh, yeah. You can pickle all kinds of vegetables.
Eggs.
Yeah, you can. My mom used to do jalapeno pickled eggs.
Oh, I was going to say pickled jalapenos I like.
Yeah, but you can do the same thing.
I don't think I've ever eaten a pickled egg, and I don't want to if you have one in your fridge. All right, next item.
Szechuan, no. Those are arbol, chili arbol. Yep.
Yep. So they're dried.
And they're hotter than fuck.
And they're hotter than fuck.
Yeah.
Oh my fucking God. Did I tell you what I did with the jalapeno the other day?
Yes, you did.
I'm going to share this with our friends.
I think you need to. I don't understand it, but okay.
Well, now that I'm in front of you, I can show you what I did. So, you know, we've discussed this before. When you get a hot chili, don't stick it in your eye, your nose, your mouth, or go pee-pee. Because, ow, right? And even if you wash your hands a few times, it still stays on there.
Yeah.
So I had this big-ass jalapeno, and it didn't even smell that strong. Like, usually you can smell it. And I deveined it, and I got the seeds out, and I made dinner. And I'd been working in the yard, and this is disgusting. And again, it's my own fucking food, so shut up. I had a sports bra on.
You had a what on?
I had a sports bra on, and I'd been working in the yard, and I felt like there was, like, sometimes, you know, when I work out there, leaves and dirt and stuff fall on my boobs, and I just kind of went like this, and to, like,
She pulled the elastic of her sports bra
up and kind of swiped under my boobs to get the nasty fucking dirt out. Lovely visual for everybody. And then, like, 30 minutes later, I was like, holy fuck, my tits are on fire. Like, I've never experienced that before, but my boobs, underneath my boobs, I guess because I had sweat a little in the process, and it didn't go away for hours.
She texted that to me, by the way, and if you can imagine getting a text that said, my tits are on fire.
With no context.
With no context whatsoever. I just want you to know that is a very special text to receive.
Yeah, especially and later at night when we've all had a few glasses of wine.
I did not ask for an explanation, by the way.
No, she usually doesn't. But anyway, so we're going to have to put that. No eyes, no nose, no ears, no mouth, no vajayjay, no tits.
Yeah.
With a hot jalapeno.
No, do not do that.
Okay.
It apparently is bad.
Next item.
Oh, this is balsamic vinegar.
Yeah, I know. I thought I'd throw an easy one in there.
Yeah, that is an easy one. That's one of my favorites as well. Well, we do a really nice balsamic reduction at the kitchen, and I do it at my home as well. And it's a combination of balsamic vinegar, red wine that you would drink, and, what I want to say is it's red wine that maybe you've had a little bit too long. It's starting to turn a little. It's kind of bitter to drink, but it's okay to use to cook with. And then brown sugar.
If it's still not bitter, do you want to use it? Like if it's okay?
Yeah.
If you're drinking it while you're cooking?
Yeah, because you're already using the vinegar anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then that gets nice and syrupy, and we put that shit on everything.
Yeah, it's people
fucking delicious.
Love it.
Fucking delicious.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. This one?
Vanilla. Well, vanilla, you just use that in your baking.
Which people are doing a lot of now because
apparently
so.
A lot of baking.
I tried to bake a cake. Well, I tried to bake two cakes. I'm not a baker either, if anybody doesn't realize that. The first one,
this is concentrate too. This is a lot.
Yeah, it's from Mexico too.
That's cool. Yeah, oh, that's really good vanilla.
The first cake I made, I realized I had to use my Dutch oven because I don't have cake stuff. Like to make.
Yeah, like a pan.
Like a pan.
Yeah. You can buy disposable ones, you know.
Whatever.
Okay.
So then after that, it turned out well. It was more like a bread cake, like a breakfast. I don't know what the fuck it was.
Quick bread.
Quick bread. Thank you. Then I remembered I have this bundt pan, but it's shaped like a rose. So it's got all those divots in it.
Mm-hmm.
So then I tried to make like a blueberry yogurt, because I had yogurt, Greek yogurt in the house, cake. And it was great. It tasted good. It tasted like a giant muffin, but it didn't fucking come out of the pan. So I just ate it out of the pan with my hands. Anyway. Okay, here's the next thing.
Chili powder. Well, I use this and it says it's bursting with flavor, by the way.
I don't think so.
This is old chili powder.
No, it's not super old, but it's, you know, it's, I mean, it's
I'm
probably
smell
old.
It.
Smell it. Is it bursting?
It smells pretty good, actually.
Oh, it expires this year. I better use it.
Yeah.
December.
That's a lot, too.
I guess I'm making
get
some
busy.
Chili.
Gonna make. Well, you know, I use it in, let's see, a lot of different dishes. You can use this. Well, here's what I like to do with spices is, like if it's going to be, oh, like seasoned meat.
Okay.
Or whatever. I mean, you can use it for taco filling. You can use it for a salad. You can use it. Yeah, I mean, you could use it for anything. Well, typically you'd want to use oil. So I use a little bit of oil, heat that on the stove with a little sauteed onion, sometimes garlic, and then put your spices in that hot oil and let them bloom and get hot because that really brings out the flavor of the spices, which is particularly good if your spices are old.
Oh, good, good point.
Because spices more than 6 months old, they just start to lose their potency. Mm-hmm. It's not that they're bad for you. It's just that they don't have as much flavor. And so you have to use more.
So if you heat it up, basically.
If you heat it up, becomes yeah.
Okay, so other than chili or like taco meat, what would you use chili powder for?
Well, we've used it in the Jamaican jerk spice that we do.
Mixed it with some other shit. Yeah.
Yeah. So really, almost anything that calls for any kind of a chili or chile. This is chile en polvo, which means powdered. But yeah, I mean, chili powder you can use. And usually, okay, here's the other thing, is that chili powder like this, that it's the Sam's brand, is a mixture of spices. It's not just a chile.
Does it say what it is?
And other spices.
Oh, secret.
It's a secret. It's a secret.
All right, here's a good one.
Okay. Oh, God. You asked me about this the other day. It's organic black bean spaghetti.
So I kind of bought it. I've never tried it before.
Is this Trader Joe's?
No, I think I got it at Reezer's.
Oh, really? Okay.
Or some. I don't know. It's not Trader Joe's.
ExploreCuisine.com.
So it probably tells me. No? Just tells me how to boil it.
Yeah, just how you
cook
it.
Because then I started thinking, like, what the hell do I put on black bean? Because if it's going to taste like beany.
Like, I bet it doesn't. I bet it's very mild. Because black beans don't have a big in your face. Oh, here it is. Organic black bean spaghetti with heirloom tomatoes.
Oh, just for some. Okay.
Yeah, but black beans don't have a strong flavor.
So maybe even like the burst tomato sauce that we're going to do.
In our virtual cooking class.
Yeah.
I think it's just going to be kind of like a. It's going to obviously be black or gray.
I wish you guys could see her face. I'm going to boil it and take a picture and send it to you.
Yeah, please do. And we'll put it on the website.
Okay,
what's this? Black lentils.
It's a can of black lentils.
It's a can of black lentils. I've never seen canned lentils. Isn't that interesting? I'm assuming you just use them like any, you know, instead of having to, something was sticky.
Yeah,
I've got
that's
sticky
next.
On my, oh, okay, great. Now you have no idea how hard it is for me to tolerate weird feelings on my hands. I don't like sticky. I don't like if you eat ribs or something, I don't like barbecue sauce on my fingers. I don't like any of that. So
how do you eat ribs?
I eat a rib and then I wipe my hands off and then I eat a rib and then I wipe my hands off because I don't like that feeling on my hands. And none of my kids do. I thought it was because of my mother, that the way that she raised me, that every time I'd get something on my hands, she'd wipe my hands.
But it's not.
But it's not, because I just let my kids, when they would eat, they just have shit all over the place and all over them, all over their hands. I never wipe them.
And that's where the coronavirus came from. Thank you, Candace.
No. I would wipe them after they finished eating. Then
right,
I would wipe.
Clean them up.
Yeah, I clean them up,
each bite.
Not after each
bite.
Like
a freak.
Because I thought that then they'd be freaky like me. Well, they're freaky like me anyway. So it doesn't matter. It's just genetic. It's hardwired, which kind of makes sense because it's nerve endings in your hands or wherever.
Anyway,
so you just make lentil soup, or you could drain. You can probably just drain them and use them,
and just like saute them.
You wouldn't have to, because I'm sure they're fully cooked.
Just throw them in a salad.
something.
Yeah, do your plant-based shit. Let's see. It says, ready to eat. Due to the natural properties of the product, color may vary.
Ew.
Which means they probably don't look black when you open the can.
Gross.
And you're going, well, yeah, these are supposed to be black.
So I could put those with my black bean pasta, and then I'll have a bunch of black and gray food.
Yeah, that'd be delicious.
Gross. Okay, so sorry, I didn't realize this was kind of sticky and leaking.
Ew.
So if you don't want to touch it,
I don't want to touch it anymore. It's just honey.
I know, but wait.
There's more?
I have more friends to go with it.
Oh, okay.
These aren't sticky. You can hold those.
Okay. White honey, neem. Neem honey.
So I think we've had this discussion. If not, let me tell you.
We're going to go again.
When I go into a store and it says 2 for $5, I need 2, maybe 4 items. So when I went into Sprouts, and I love honey. I love honey. So when I went into Sprouts and this honey was like on sale for 2 for whatever the fuck, I was like, I don't know what the fuck this is. So this neem honey
but let
is-
let me get 2.
Yeah, and I got 2 different ones. So this neem honey is like dark, like molasses. Like open it and smell it. Like you can, I mean, what does it smell like to you?
It doesn't, it's not as strong as molasses. But it is, but it's very rich and strong, and it is dark.
So I looked it up. Do you know what neem honey is?
I have no idea.
Okay. Neem honey is popular.
Somewhere.
Oh, I can't read that word. Yeah, in India. Can be commonly found in India where neem trees, so a neem is a tree, are common. It is used to lower high blood pressure, diabetes, skin problems, allergies, dental illness, and throat infections.
Okay.
So I think when I was in the store, I Googled that and I thought, these are all good things. I'll eat the neem honey. It's very, does it say what to do with it on the side? Because it's very potent. Like I drink a lot of tea, and so I didn't bring tea because it's not in my pantry. I thought about it. It has its own cabinet. So I thought,
well, of course it does.
So I thought maybe I'll put this in my tea, but it's too much for tea. Does it say on the top?
You're asking a blind person.
Let me read it. Shit, sorry.
It says dark and robust.
This dark, robust, and rare, and that, of course, rare. I was like, well, shit, it's on sale. I need one.
Yeah.
Neem honey is perfect for anything you use honey for, like drizzling on warm cereals and pancakes, as well as artisanal cheese. I think this would be good with cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Also makes a wonderful base for fish and meat.
Okay.
So that's the neem
honey. So you could
honey.
Make like an agrodolce with it.
Mm.
That would probably be really good.
That'd be
good.
Really good. Yeah. And then this one is totally different.
This is white honey.
So this is white honey.
It's lighter.
It's like creamy almost. Can you read that? Do you want me to read it?
No, I'm going
to
read it. Maybe.
Are you?
This creamy.
I'm going to read it. This creamy white honey opens your senses to a multitude of exotic flowers as it lingers on the palate. Fucking sold. I should have bought 10 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought of Joe, too, writing this in the,
The
wine.
Yes.
Anyway. White in color, velvety in texture, and it is. It's a very, like, creamy. It's a very creamy honey with a smooth, sweet taste. Perfect for anything you use honey for, like spreading on fresh baked breads or just eating by the spoonful.
Well, you know, there's...
So that smells different.
Oh, yeah. That's really light.
But it's creamy and thick. This one's good in tea, too, from Wild Hives.
Well, so is the neem. Yeah. The neem's from Wild Hives, too.
This one has the comb in it. Then I have another one that has the honeycomb in it.
Yeah.
The other thing I like to
that's
do
so
with,
you know it's really honey so it's and not, real honey. Not fake.
Oh, my God. I remember checking out at the store, not with this, but with other honey. And... I think I told you this.
I don't know.
Because you know honey, it says raw honey. And the person checking me out was like, raw honey? Is it like uncooked? I was like, yeah, I think that's exactly what it means. Like, I just need to go now.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. But the thing I like to do, not only with tea, what do you like to do with honey first? You first. Do you like honey? You don't like honey.
Honey's okay.
I love honey.
Let's see, what have I used honey in? I do like it in an agrodolce. I like to pair it with a vinegar.
Which, is that what an agrodolce
is? Yeah, so it's a sweet and sour flavor.
Okay. With a meat, right?
Some kind of a, you know.
Pork?
It can be pork, chicken. I wouldn't do it with beef. I don't think. Okay. I haven't had an agrodolce with beef. But, you know, they don't eat a lot of beef in the part of Italy that I go to. So
you need to go wash your hands.
I really do.
Please go wash your hands and I'll talk about what I use my honey for.
Yeah, talk about your
because
honey.
Because she's like sticking her fingers together and looking at me in disgust. So she's going to go wash her hands.
And you'll hear
if you hear that, she's not peeing in the background or farting.
Would you like me to get you some coffee while I'm over here?
Sure, that'd be lovely. Thank you. Coffee now, wine later.
Yeah.
So one of my favorite things to do with honey other than tea, and I mean, yeah, by the spoonful, people like it on their toast or whatever. Plain Greek yogurt. I put honey on top of it and then just eat it like that. And it's delicious. We did it when we were in Greece. And
can
of course,
this coffee on
oh,
for you?
Thank you, madam. Do I need to leave a tip?
Yes.
I'll leave my sticky honey.
Yeah, please.
That's what they eat for breakfast a lot. Of course, it's very different because
it's Greece.
And so, you know, whatever. But I love bees too. Holy shit. I was sitting under my wisteria the other day. I have the biggest fucking fat honeybees. And you can hear it. Like, I was walking close to it.
I mean, I love bees because they're so important to our, you know, world. But they scare me.
Oh, I sit with them. I let them surround me.
They attacked me once when I was coaching field hockey. And
multiple?
No, it was just one. It flew up my shorts.
Shut. Where did it bite you?
It bit me on the inside of my thigh.
By your vajage?
No, just kind of medium.
Wow.
Medium up the thigh. There was also one that attacked Marin when she was a little girl and stung her on the face.
Ew.
Yeah.
Okay. I get that, but I'm
so not... I think we must smell. We're very sweet and smell. We smell like flowers.
Yeah. I have the opposite problem. Hence the dirt under my tits. okay. Next item. This one's an easy one. I gave you an easy one.
Oh, crushed tomato. This is a nice can. I like that can.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Ask me where I got that.
Well, it's Muir Glen.
I'm sure it was on sale.
That's a common
It's a good
brand.
Size.
It's a good brand. It's the double can, you know, kind of. It's the 28-ounce crushed tomatoes, fire roasted. I really don't think you can tell the difference that much in a canned tomato.
We just made marinara the other day, and you were commenting.
Yes, and I'll go back to that. But fire roasted versus
regular.
I don't know that you can really tell that much difference. But yeah, I had cans of Cento, Cento,
which
are delicious tomatoes. They're really good. And I made the marinara, and then as I was making it, the tomatoes in these particular cans were very acidic, and I had to fix that.
Mm-hmm.
So, but then I will use tomatoes in the giant cans from Sam's, and I don't really have to do much of anything to them.
That's weird. That's crazy.
I was really surprised.
So, other than like a tomato sauce or something, what would you use a canned tomato for?
Well, crushed tomatoes really, they're just saucy.
Okay.
You could probably cook them down and make them more pasty. And I don't know what necessarily you'd use that for more so than you would use them just to sauce something. But I like to use crushed tomatoes in sauces.
So I think there might be a lot of people out there which is fine, Candace, before you say anything. That use like a ragu or use like a jarred...
No, fuck that shit.
Hold on. Let me finish my fucking sentence. Or use like some kind of jarred pasta sauce. And so maybe they don't have that and they have the crushed tomatoes or they have some kind of tomatoes in it. What would they need to add to that to make it...
Yeah, because it's really, really hard to make pasta sauce.
Look, some people just don't know.
I know, I'm going to tell you
sometimes
right now.
The easiest things...
I know.
You know.
You just need... an onion, small onion, garlic, and maybe an herb like dried oregano. You don't even have to have a fresh herb. You can use dried oregano. I wouldn't use dried basil. It doesn't taste like anything. Dried parsley, it's probably dried
maybe
oregano.
Maybe like they have like an Italian.
If you have an Italian seasoning, you can use that. So you're just going to saute your onion and your garlic until they're translucent.
In oil,
olive oil. Preferably, but you could use a flavorless oil. You could even use butter if you really wanted to. Mm-hmm. It makes a have fine sauce. There's nothing wrong with that. And actually, they do that in other parts of Italy.
You know what else makes a fine sauce is bacon fat.
Bacon fat makes a delicious sauce. Mm-hmm. Always.
Yes.
And then you just throw your tomatoes in on top of it. Just let it cook for a little while with the spices, or not spices, with the herbs and the garlic and the onion. And if you have some kind of Parmesan, don't use that fucking stuff in the green box, the Parm. That is not Parmesan cheese.
I don't
cheese.
Think it's in a box. It's in like a
It's a container. It's a container. Yeah. But don't use anyway. That shit. It's terrible.
What is it?
It's not, I don't even know what it is.
Okay.
It's so processed. Please, just buy a chunk of cheese. It's, again, not that hard, and it will last a long time.
And you can learn how to use your grater.
And you could learn how to use your grater.
Okay, this is a trick one. Is there anything we can do with dog treats?
Feed them to dogs. No, fuck no. What are you going to do with dog treats?
I don't know. What if they're organic? Can I eat them in a pinch?
You could if you got really hungry.
I mean, if there was nothing left and I'm still on house arrest.
My niece used to go into, when she was a child, used to go in the pantry and eat milk bones.
Okay, we're moving on. Okay, this is the
then
last
that's
item.
That's what's wrong with her now.
This is the last item, and I saved it just for you.
I can't wait.
And
it's really, it's a packet of something.
It is a packet of something. Very exciting. Ready? Here you go.
Spice mix.
From?
IKEA. So is this a Scandinavian?
Yeah, read what's in it. Can you see it?
Yes, I can.
It's a little bigger.
Spice mix with wild garlic, lemon, jalapeno, and lingonberry.
Lingonberry.
Yes. I feel Swedish meatballs coming on.
They love their lingonberry.
Yeah, they do.
Like a weird gravy. Oh, yeah, and then lingonberry jam with the Swedish meatballs.
Yeah, don't you remember Andreas?
Yeah, oh, my God. He was our Swede.
He worked in the restaurant with us. He was the most hilarious server
so
in
funny.
The world.
And he was this, I mean, not big burly guy, but I mean, he was a guy.
He was a
big
guy.
Dude, like he was a strong.
He was gonna start a restaurant called IHOP, but it would be the International House of Pasta. Andreas, I don't know where you are, but we miss you, buddy.
Oh, that's funny. So anyway, what would you do with this? So here's the thing. There's probably some kind of dried spice mixture that you have in your cabinet. It probably does not have lingonberry.
Well, okay, but look at it. Look at it from a flavor profile standpoint. You've got wild garlic, which is probably savory. You've got lemon, which is acidic. You've got jalapeno, which is spicy, and lingonberry is sweet.
You think like shrimp?
I think it would probably be really good on shrimp.
Yeah.
It would be good on chicken.
Okay.
Yeah. It, even pork. Yeah. I think you could do a lot of things with this.
It's too small in the back.
It's too... Yeah, I can.
Can't
There's
see
no
that.
Way.
Well, the color's wrong,
it's
too.
It says preparation, though. Here. Wait. Rub the spice mix on meat.
That's your instruction.
That's your instruction. It says chicken or fish, 1 pound, or use... One for a cold, use it for cold sauce. Mix one bag with sour cream.
What? It says that?
Yeah.
That's weird. Produced in Sweden.
Yeah, see?
Oh, this is from 2017.
Mmm.
I think this is going to need to be heated up so that the flavors bloom.
Yeah, I think we need to bloom those.
Bloom those fucking flavors.
Thanks for listening to Not a Single Fork as we work our way through everyone's pantry
Everyone.
In the world.
Every.
Because we can't leave the house. But thanks for listening to that because we had a good time today.
Well, and if you find something in your pantry and you don't necessarily know what to do with it, leave us a comment. Maybe we can help you with it.
Or not.
Or just don't even fucking
talk
to us.
Or we'll just make fun of you.
It's fine. No, we'll figure out something to do with your shit.
Yeah, we will. And we have all kinds of fun. Even though we're stuck at home, we're doing virtual cooking classes.
Side note. Oh. Candace and I don't live together.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why people think that. I know that we're close and that sometimes we seem like we're a couple, but we don't live together. But we live very close to each other.
Yeah, about a mile away.
And we do work with each other still.
Because we're doing takeout and delivery from the kitchen.
We are being safe together. That sounded gross. Like, we're using condoms.
Yeah.
No, like washing hands. And anytime we are leaving the house, we're
masks
doing our masks and gloves and all that shit. So don't fret.
Yeah, don't jump to conclusions
yes.
about us.
We're using condoms.
Yes, we're safe. Safe. We're safe and healthy. Okay, now, okay. We are doing virtual cooking classes yes, on Facebook
so
right now.
Fun.
They are so fun. So, I think that we will already have done another one by the time this episode drops, but we're doing
them all the time.
But we're
yeah.
going to keep doing them. So, if you have an opportunity, tune in. Doing a cook-along.
Yeah, so Candace, ahead of time, is going to send out, like, the recipe so that you guys can get, if you want to cook along with us, you don't have to, but that's kind of what it's designated for. And then you can buy all the stuff, and then we'll be doing it live. I'll be recording, so I'm not breathing on Candace.
Yeah, because people were worried about that, too.
Yeah, we're not going to kill each other. Not that way, anyway.
Yeah, no.
Then that way, if you're cooking along with and you have questions during, I can scream them to Candace, and she can answer your questions for you.
Yeah, and then we have paired up with our friend Mark Gibson.
Our buddy. So if you remember, Mark does our podcast music, but he's also a good friend of ours, and he's lovely, and he is a musician, so he's having to do his shows live on Facebook as well, because he can't go anywhere and fucking do a show. So we're doing dinner and music.
Well, and he dubbed it dinner and a show.
Ooh, dinner and a... Ooh, what's... Is he going to dance for us?
Well, no, he's going to
play his
guitar.
I bet if he took his clothes off, he'd make more money.
Yeah, he's pretty buff.
He's pretty cute. So you can have dinner with us from 6 to 7, and then I think his show starts at 8, and you can listen and watch him play and have a nice little fun evening at home.
Yeah, and we think it's going to be fun, and he's going to join us in the cook-along, and we're going to join him in his living room concert.
And so one day when we can all be together again, he's going to join us.
Together.
We're going to teach him how to cook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Oh, and one more thing that we mentioned it earlier in the show, but we're on iHeartRadio.
I know
now.
It's so exciting,
pretty fun. Yeah, so you can find us all over the place.
We're all over the fucking
place. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, and now iHeartRadio.
And
actually, on your Echo Show or just your regular Echo, you can ask to listen to the podcast Not a Single Fork, and it will play
when she's done farting.
Yeah, when she's done farting.
You
we're not going to say, we're not saying her name
no.
right now. No.
Because she'll talk to us.
No. So I think that's it. Oh, and check out our Patreon page. It's patreon.com/notasinglefork, I think. But it's on the website. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. I wouldn't be saying it if I was just, I mean, I pull a lot of shit out of my ass, but. Okay, this is the worst part of the program. Okay, so we're going to close now. We will see you next time on Not a Single Fork. So stay fresh.
Aspects.